to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
Shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game
Bang. What is going on, everybody? This is Corey Vincent, Video Game Bang. You know the deal. And it is Christmas time, the most wonderful time of the year. And joining me, as always, across the table, not looking at me. I'm pretty offended, Aaron. Just looking down at your phone. You never give me the attention.
Well, there's a new thing I'm going to be doing every day for quite a long time now. So it's 8 o'clock every day. I text a young lady.
Okay, how young?
23, 24.
That's good.
Okay,
that's fine.
You're in the clear. I'm just worried about you, man.
Yeah, no. She's a very good friend of mine. She's moving to Mexico, and I told her, I said, I'm going to make sure you're alive every day.
I'll give it a week before you get bored.
I got an alarm in my thing. Just
I'll give it a week before you shut the alarm off. You're going to get bored. We know you, Aaron. You pretend, and then you get on these little kicks, and then you just fall out of it.
Maybe with video games.
That happens all the time. For a while, you wanted to be a movie maker. Then you wanted to be a script writer.
I mean, yeah, still write scripts.
Are you sure you do? Debatable. Debatable. Also joining us in the Christmas spirit, here to my left, it is David Webb, and I got the wrong camera like on the stream, so you're a ghost. I could probably fix it. Actually, I don't think I can fix it.
Wait, because this camera's not working, huh?
It's unplugged.
I'm not gonna. Oh.
So it'd become a whole thing. Can you move that?
I'm gonna move.
Well, then we have to switch the microphones.
Sheesh.
Man. What were
awesome.
We thinking?
Awesome.
Sitting over there. How amazing. Dare you?
In the normal seat I sit in?
Is it?
Every show? Yeah. Except for when I sit there.
Oh, man.
That camera's better.
Oh, wow. We probably should fix this, but who cares? If you're watching this on twitch.tv, you're not seeing David Webb, so I'm expecting the numbers to incline a little bit right here. Maybe.
Oh, it might decline. You never know.
So far, it's declining. What's going on, everybody? I never said hi.
No, you didn't.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? What have you been doing?
We decorated.
You did?
Well, we put a tree up, yeah.
Okay.
And then, Jamie put up her little village.
Is it the one that has, the baby Jesus and the goats and the three wise men?
No, it's the one that's, like, a
town. Jackson 5 and...
Yeah, it's, like, Jackson 5, Moses.
Yeah.
Jackson 5 and Moses.
Wait, so you just have, like, a town that you put
no,
together?
No. I do not. Jamie, that's all...
Oh, okay.
I don't understand it. But she has like a little school, a little bank, a little other buildings, I don't know. And they have lights that go in them, so it looks like there's lights in there.
Does she put it together every year? Is this
every
a yearly
year.
Thing?
It's a yearly. She has like fake snow that she sprinkles across.
Is the city in the same exact organized fashion every year, or does it change it up?
I don't pay that much attention, to be honest. This year she added streets. She went and bought streets. It's a thing. It's a thing. You go to Michael's.
People do this.
People do this.
Hmm. Aaron, does this happen
expensive.
In your household?
No.
Is there a tree up in your house?
I haven't been home today, so there could be.
Your family's falling behind the eight ball.
No. They kind of wait. It's a tradition. Well, but the thing is, I have to get all the stuff out of the storage because none of them, family full of women, do it. So they wait for me to
Wow,
do
way
it.
To empower women, Aaron.
Yeah, well, no. How about how
say,
you
basically.
Should tell them that? Way to empower women, girls, by waiting for the... me to do it.
Well, it's sexist if we say that.
Oh, okay. All
yeah.
Right. All right.
If the internet has taught us anything, it's sexist if we're the one that calls it out.
It's just called truth, people. Let's just call a spade a spade.
Well, it is that time of year. We're getting ready for the annual VGB Christmas party, which you are not going to want to miss. We are going to live stream that one on the evening of December 9th. That is the day before the Sac Gamers Expo. It's going to take place at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. It's going to be fun. It's the first year. It's not going to be in my house. It will be hosted off-site. There will be beer. I will be drunk. And we are going to be counting down the top 20 video games of 2017 as voted by the people. And if you're listening to this, you can also vote. If you visit our Twitter page, it is at Video Game Bang, and it is the pinned post. There's a link to a Google document that we have created. We were like the Academy, and we chose the top 40 plus games that we thought should qualify. All you need to do is pick 10 games that you think should be Game of the Year. It'll tabulate, it'll calculate, and we will have something for you guys on the night of December 9th, live on twitch.tv/videogamebang, and up very soon after that via the RSS podcast feed. Very much looking forward to that. Thank you so much to Oblivion Comics and Coffee for helping host that. One of our favorite and most bestest sponsors we've ever had. If you're in the Sacramento area, please go to Oblivion Comics and Coffee. They have comics, they have coffee, they have toast. The rip and dip, toast. Baby.
That rip and dip.
Holy shit, the rip and dip.
Add little cheese and pepperonis, and we're in major business.
Then now you can't do that business. Then you have to license yourself as a pizza company.
It's a pizza company. Yeah. It's not a pizza company.
Yeah, 100%.
That's 100%.
Once you bring pepperonis and cheese into it,
you don't even. This is just pepperoni. This is how you do it.
Once you submit pepperoni to a flatbread,
you don't. Pizza. You don't do it. What you do is you sell the cheese toast.
Okay.
And then slices of pepperoni.
Smarter men have tried to get around the Better Business Pizza Bureau, Aaron. And the pizza Illuminati does not let that slide.
The BBPB.
Yeah, you're not the first to try and skate the rules of what's a pizza and what's not a pizza.
No, I didn't say it was not a pizza. I just said that's how you separate.
And what customers do with their pepperoni is their own
thing. Yeah.
Back in the day, that was the struggle pizza, when you would take just a piece of bread with like whatever tomato paste you had, a little bit of cheese, and some whatever bologna or something like that.
Some
you
sort of meat.
Throw that bad boy in the oven, and then you got the struggle pizza. But this would be like the enhanced version of that. But go to Oblivion Comics and Coffee, get the rip and dip. They sell it with marinara and hummus, but I don't know.
There's nobody uses hummus.
They tried to push the hummus on me. I was like, no, just give me the marinara, dog.
Yeah, they try to push the hummus on me all the time.
Yeah.
They also tried the rip and dip, just as it is, with like the garlic salt and everything, and then Nutella. They do some weird experiments when it gets slow.
You know, I was there with the creation of that, with the two employees that tried that mess, and I almost wanted to smack the dish out of their hand. I'm like, what's wrong with you?
You know what I was going to try and have you do last night when we were there is the toast challenge.
What, they have a toast challenge?
Yeah, you eat every type of toast that they have, and I think you have 20 minutes to do it. You eat one piece of toast of every kind that they have.
And you get it for free.
In 20 minutes, and then I forget what it is. I think you get like a diabetes. Percentage off.
That's what you get.
Diabetes in a percentage off. I was Aaron this time.
Oh, I know what it is now. I've discovered it.
What is it?
It's the electric current that you're holding on to.
Oh, we've known that.
But from one specific thing. One thing, because I've done this before.
Plug?
Yeah.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Hot mic.
Yeah, hot mic. Hot mic. Well, we have a lot to get through today. It's been an interesting week, and let's just cut through brass tacks. The Avengers trailer, baby.
Was overshadowed by Sacramento getting the nod to be in the MLS, everybody.
All right. If you're in Sacramento, you might care about that. It looks like
we're in the Final Four.
Republic are in the Final
Four. We're in the Final Four, baby.
To be accepted to MLS, which would spark the creation of a new rail yard arena, which would all be pretty cool. But no, Aaron, I'm talking about news on a global scale, which happens to be the Avenger trailer. Did you guys see this?
I saw it twice.
I saw it 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were going to say five times.
Yeah.
Probably have actually seen it five times. I watched it twice in the morning. I watched it three times at work. And then when I
do that at work?
Yeah, you gotta keep that momentum up. and then actually when I, cause I, like I said, I haven't been home. I went to my godkid's house, and my godson, are both big Marvel fans. One is a huge Black Panther fan, the other one is just all of them, and they watched it repeatedly, like just YouTube, because they hadn't seen it. And I was like, this is dope. I get to share with them this amazing trailer, or excuse me, teaser.
Was it a teaser? It was pretty much a trailer. It was 2 minutes.
No, they were they're marketing it as a teaser.
Everything I've seen is a trailer.
You know why? Because there's no real explanation of a plot. Like, you can get the if you're a fan, you know the thing.
You don't have to know what you don't have to even yeah. be a fan.
Yeah.
You can go into this blind, you see one guy
fighting
another guy.
Yeah,
and you
but
know
for what?
He's clearly the bad guy.
For what though? Exactly. There you go.
Middle Earth, Aaron. For yeah, Middle Earth.
That's what I'm saying.
So you watched it this many times? Any trailer breakdowns?
Oh, yeah. So I watched trailer breakdowns, and I also watched trailer reactions.
I got one pulled up right now.
John Boyega had the best trailer reaction. I'll tell you that. That was good.
That was even...
I know it wasn't, but it was good.
That was his reaction to his scene.
Yes, I know.
In Star Wars.
But his...
But it fit.
It fit perfectly, yes.
It fit perfectly.
And every time I see that reaction from John Boyega in the Star Wars, it gives me chills, because he's genuinely excited about being in, that project. But... some breakdowns, we see a lot of if you freeze frame it on one of the scenes, you actually get to see one of Thanos's lieutenants. Yeah,
because it's a blink.
It's a so fast.
And
like,
I have her name.
You will miss it.
Hang on,
Maxima
something like that. Prima Maxima.
No, nah, not Prima. That doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't sound right. But
Maxima Midnight. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I did notice one little interesting freeze frame, and that is on one of the scenes when they are in Wakanda and they're charging the horde of whatever bad guy it is.
And you get the Avengers B team.
You do see that, but War Machine is in there.
War Machine's in there.
Falcon's in there.
How did War Machine get there?
What do you mean, how did he get there?
He's paralyzed.
No, he's not paralyzed. He's in rehab. And you don't know how long it is from.
So you're thinking that's it? That's how they're going to explain it? Just enough time has passed?
Yeah.
Or I was hoping it was going to be something cooler.
He's in a bionic suit.
And first of all, yeah, he's in a bionic suit.
Tony programs it and like...
Well, see, that'd be cool. That'd be an interesting plot point where, in the suit, he can walk
he
around
can walk
normally.
Around, yeah.
So his prosthetic legs give him that ability. Yes.
Yeah.
The Hulk is there too, which is kind of crazy because... You've seen another scene, Bruce crashed through the
Sanctum Sanctorum. Yeah, he crashes straight down there. So if anybody's ever read...
Well, did you see, actually on that part specifically, when he crashed through the Sanctorum, they show Bruce Banner standing there with Tony Stark and Wong and Doctor Strange in normal clothes, clean. And then they show him busted through the stairs, beat up. So it's like he's normal... Maybe Thanos appears or somebody appears. He turns Hulk form and then gets defeated and turns back into Bruce Banner.
No, I don't think it goes that way.
I don't
way.
Think so because...
Well, look. I mean, that's the way it exists. There. Unless he cleans up and then he...
Hey, Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins, thanks for the 50 cents. We appreciate that.
But I think the sequence of events, because it shows him... I'm not... Okay, I don't know anything about Thor Ragnarok because I didn't see it.
Right.
So...
That was your first mistake.
Whenever they're looking over at him, there is no Tony Stark there. It's only Guan Yu and Cumberbun, and they're looking at him down in the hole.
Yeah.
And he's like hulked, deformed or depowered or whatever. But the other thing that you're talking about, he's like fully
clothed, and Tony
like,
is there
suit clothed.
So I feel like somehow he ends up crashing through. And that's how he gets back to Earth somehow, and then calls Tony, and that's how Tony shows up.
Well, it's gonna the film has got to start with where Thor left off.
Yeah,
that's the way
or pretty close to it. Yeah,
and wasn't Hulk there at the end?
That's the thing. Yeah, Hulk was there at the end. Spoilers.
So there's gonna be a showdown, and they're gonna get split up.
Right.
And so...
Because you see in another scene...
you see what Loki has.
Loki has the Tesseract, which we all kind of assumed that he took that.
He swiped it.
He's...
Yeah.
And then in his scene, he's walking over what looks like maybe some dead Asgardians, and it could be a destroyed ship.
And he's handing over that...
He's handing over the Tesseract,
He's got to be handing it to Thanos because he's a coward. He's not going to fight to the death or try and save it.
Or one of his lieutenants, because there's at least two... Of his lieutenants in the movie or in the trailer.
In the trailer. Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say in the movie there's like four, isn't there?
But also
yeah, it's four.
Okay, so I want to know in the opening scene, who's Tony holding? Tony's like crying.
That's his own hand.
That's his own hand.
Yeah, that's his own hand.
Okay.
Not spoiler, but
I think you want to know my hot take. Hot take here.
Okay.
Hot take.
Spider-Man dies.
Okay.
Nope.
So.
That's where I was going to go. That's what I was going to go.
Number one, he won't.
I don't think he does die. He won't, yeah.
Why not?
There's already a Spider-Man Homecoming or a Spider-Man 2.
Yes. Hold on.
It takes place after.
Are you guys forgetting about the time stone? You guys forgetting that there's a way to bring people back?
Are you forgetting what stones you saw in this trailer, though? You see the power stone and the space stone. That's it.
But you also see Doctor Strange is a huge part of the movie. He's the keeper of the time stone.
True.
So you know it's around.
So the only ones you see that Thanos may even get, you know for sure he gets time and power. He gets power and space. But the other one is the soul, right?
Soul Patrol, yeah.
And you know he gets that because you see Vision on his back getting beat up by Proxima and I think Corvus.
It's Corvus not Proxima, just Corvus.
No, it's both.
Is it both? Oh, it is.
Go back and look, and you see both weapons down at him. Yeah, you gotta freeze frame these things.
I'm watching a GIF.
Isn't that what George Michael taught us back in the
80s? Freeze frame.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The thing is, I think what Spider-Man goes through, I think he's the first Avenger, quote unquote,
and someone in chat corrected you. That's not the Soul Gem. That's the Mind Gem.
Or the Mind Gem. Excuse me.
So Soul Gem is MIA.
Yes.
I think you're right because. You see the opening scene, you see that planet, right? And you see Tony in that scene with the background, that orangey background. And then in another scene later on, you see Spidey get smashed into the ground by Thanos, and then Tony looking around behind him, and it's the same background. Could be a vision.
That's what I'm saying.
But
he's the one that gets those visions, apparently, in these, whatchamacallits.
True. Also, what planet do you guys think they're on?
See, that's the thing. That's why I think it's a vision.
So, the breakdown that I'm looking at right now is thinking it's the Novacore planet. What's the planet?
I'm not sure what the planet is.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But, there is an Infinity Stone there.
Somebody says the Guardians have a gem, too.
That's the one.
Yeah. Oh, Xandar.
Xandar, yes.
So, the breakdown I'm looking at says that they think it might be Xandar. And that's how he gets the power gem, because the power gem is on Xandar, the purple one. Because the Novacore was...
Yeah, but Spider-Man's not there.
You don't think Spidey and Tony are in space?
I see Spider-Man being a first responder to that giant ring.
You see when his hairs stick up.
Right? And he sees the giant little ship or whatever. I think he's a first responder with that new thing. It's in his own backyard. It's in New York, right?
Right.
Everything's in New York. Yeah.
Exactly.
New York is like the worst place to live.
He goes there trying to be a hero, gets stomped, of course, because it's just Spider-Man versus Thanos. Gets, wrecked.
Yeah.
And I think he's taken out of the game early and won't show up till the third act.
I think he dies. I think he gets killed, and then that's why Tony's super upset, and then he goes into, that's going to be the motivation to get him, super hyped.
Spidey's the
Coulson. To do what, though? Like
super
to work back together with Captain America, to, let go of all the other stuff he's been holding on to.
I think it's a pincer attack. They're fighting from two different sides. I think Cap and everybody's going to have... I think the Avengers, I don't feel you're going to get everybody in a gigantic battle. I think you're going to get half a team in a gigantic battle, and you're going to get another half of the team in a gigantic battle.
For this one,
but
I don't
think they're going to be coordinated at all?
They'll be coordinated over telecoms.
Over Skype.
Yeah.
Doop, doop, doop.
Yeah.
FaceTime.
Weep, weep.
That's Tony. Exactly, yeah.
Tony, can you hear me?
Look,
Skype's got an update. Hold on.
I'm in Wakanda.
Look at the squad that's in Wakanda. You don't see Strange. You don't see Guardians. You don't see Tony. You don't see, any of the people that are in New York.
And it's definitely a cross of what we saw in Civil War.
Yeah.
Because War Machine was with Tony, and then in here, you see him with Cap.
You don't see Vision. You don't see Scarlet.
Right. Also, speaking of Cap, there are, in the breakdown I'm looking at, they're calling him, is it possible that he's actually Nomad now and not Captain America?
No, stop it. He's not. He's still Captain America. That's a deep cut if they're trying to go Nomad. He's not Nomad.
Well, it kind of makes sense, though, if you read the background of Nomad.
It's funny that at one point, he says, get him a shield.
Oh,
and there's no shield. Instead, you see him in the next scene, and he's wearing, these black
Panther gauntlet things. Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. And Diagondo, who really should have been here because he's the expert on these things, says to remember this is only a part one movie. So,
To some degree, I think. Because they're going to have movies in between. Because again, they're gonna do another Spider-Man after this, right? They're doing another. We saw no Ant-Man or Wasp in this trailer.
That's true. Okay. They could leave them out.
But they're a part of it.
You don't know though. They could have been really tiny.
Oh, stop!
In the background of
they're writing the back of Hulk.
If Thanos is sending out big guns like that, you need Giant Man stomping around.
You know, that's the one trope of these movies I really can't stand, though. I kind of cringed a little bit when I saw the giant horde of, like, just nameless alien things coming out of the woods.
They're not nameless alien things. No, those are not actual...
What are they?
They're,
It's a Black Order, isn't it?
No, that's... The Black Order is the...
It's just like the guys. Chitauri, though. Chitauri's a real thing, but still, there's a shitload of them, and they all fight.
Those things are, like, they have mind powers. Like actual like mind control powers.
Do you think they're gonna have that in this?
No, they're definitely gonna be like nameless hordes.
Yeah, they're just gonna be nameless hordes. Just same thing, like same concept. They take something, even whether it's in canon or not, and they just make a bunch of them so you can get, you know, a bunch of canon fodder for the movie, which I guess is okay, but I don't feel like it.
Well, I mean, realistically, can Thanos alone come down there and be able to take all of them?
He's got his lieutenants. That should be plenty.
Well, what? Three of them are fighters. The other one is just kind of a strategic guy. So you can knock the strategic guy out the fight if you were just... I'm just saying, if it's just the 5v, what, 12?
Yeah.
Like, not even 12,
aren't
actually.
There plenty of other characters they could just rope into this, though?
Other bad guys that they haven't introduced?
Gladiator.
Okay, no.
What about
he's gonna rip a black hole in half and then just call it a day? And plus, that's X-Men. Can't go that.
Boom. I saw one theory that you see the Hulkbuster and he's in Wakanda, but in no scene do you see Tony in Wakanda.
In Wakanda, that's true.
And so the theory is because in one of the opening scenes you see Bruce with the Hulkbuster arm behind him, and then one of the next scenes you see the Hulkbuster is in Wakanda. So the theory is that Bruce is actually using the Hulkbuster
remotely.
No, in it
instead of.
Oh no, Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Instead of
what do you think, Batman?
No. I'm thinking every time you kept saying Bruce, I just kept thinking Tony. Yeah, I just kept thinking Tony.
That he's using that, like at least initially, because then in the other scene where you see the, you know,
he's by an arm too that looks like it's just being repaired.
That's what I'm saying. Like he's working on it. Yeah. Okay. And it looks like they're in Wakanda, but then you see the scene of them running through the jungle with, you know, the team, and he's back in Hulk form. So
I think they're definitely depowering a lot of people, because when Proxima throws her spear at Cap and he sidesteps and grabs it, it's like, I think you're underestimating how powerful Proxima is compared to Captain America.
Well, Captain America went toe-to-toe with Loki too, though, in the first Avengers, and that probably went
but he kind of didn't do any damage.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, every time he
would show up and mop
him
up.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I'm like, is Cap been hitting weights?
No. Yeah. Where do you think Fury plays into all this? Because you hear his voiceover in the beginning,
which indicates
he's got to be part of this somehow.
I don't know if he is though.
They wouldn't call Samuel L. Jackson and just say, "Hey, we got this voiceover part."
And they wouldn't put him in Vanity Fair.
But
true.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Okay,
full
that
costume.
You have me. But the voiceover, that is a clip from Avengers.
Yeah, that's just the first one.
And then they had the rest of them record the rest of that.
Vanity Fair, though.
You're right.
Can we talk about Black Widow's silver / blonde
hair? I don't like it.
I don't either.
Go back to the way it's supposed to be. My Black Widow is red hair.
Yeah,
I wonder if they address it.
I hope they do.
It'll be some it better not be like some passing joke. And that's the other thing. Like, with how funny the movies have been lately, I hope they kind of borrow some of the comedy.
Yeah.
They'll have the comedy.
I mean, some of it, though, like, I don't want it to be Thor again. I don't want Thor Ragnarok level of slapstick humor in this movie.
There's a scene where she's stabbing something, like a final blow-looking type of thing.
Right.
I don't want her to get the kill on any of the big bads.
You don't?
No, because that's so not right.
Who?
The freaking Black Widow.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I think she does, though.
That's what it looks like.
Because she's getting... It looks like she has the same Loki-esque spear as you see in the other scene with Vision.
This isn't a sexist thing. I don't care what you want to say.
She's just...
If she stabs Proxima Midnight and gets the final blow on that... It better be because the Hulkbuster suit beat the snot out of Proxima first.
And then she's like,
this. Yeah, and then she just came in with the last one.
It's Scarlett Johansson. She's a big star. She needs a big kill.
No.
That's how it works.
No.
I gotta say, though, looking at these scenes with Cap, in both scenes you see, granted, it could just be that his uniform is dirty, but the whole patriotism is hidden.
Well, he's a fugitive.
He's a fugitive.
Yeah.
Which he, the whole story behind Nomad is that he, it's Steve Rogers, and he calls himself the Nomad after he becomes basically disenfranchised with the American government.
I don't think they'd confuse people, yeah, moviegoers. He may say something.
He might say that I'm a nomad
just a
now.
Nomad now.
Yeah,
right. But I think it's,
that'll
I
be
think
the
it's
line.
An Easter egg.
That'll be
for
the line.
Us. Yeah. It's not. They're not going to call him Nomad.
And that's why I won't see it in theaters like that. Because as soon as he says that line, and
all the geeks
the douche,
in the audience,
yeah,
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 he said it.
It's gonna be like four people in
the
theater.
The same guy who every movie says that Stan.
Yeah, I hated that.
That's another thing.
In the
Deadpool
movie,
fit into
this? The Deadpool movie, when it was just a lot of dudes whispering to their girlfriends, or boyfriends,
or
whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's cool. It's 2017.
I was upset. I was like, shut up. Let them speak on screen.
What about the scene with Thor at the end?
Insane. My favorite part of the whole thing.
Spoiler.
It is a little bit.
Because I didn't, when I looked at it, I was like, he lost an eye?
Well, what did I miss? So this is assuming that you're watching the movies as they
okay,
come out.
But I am sorry that I did not see that freaking whatchamacallit.
Dude, Thor Ragnarok is so good. I can't believe you haven't seen it yet.
I might go see it again.
I think we should. Maybe we should make it a group thing.
Yes.
That's gross.
Let's go, Aaron. But did you see Teenage Groot is a thing?
Teenage Groot?
Yeah, I saw that. I'm still not a fan of him doing the slow growth thing, yeah.
Why?
Because Groot doesn't slow grow. He like buffs out grow. Like he just.
I think though it provides a lot of room for token comedy, some lightheartedness.
I think it provides a lot of room to sell toys.
And that,
yeah.
I like Mantis, who just kind of gives out that awkward hi wave to Thor.
I like we know from what we talked about in the first part, Thor's gonna get wrecked.
Yes.
And that ship's going to get blown up. All that stuff's going to happen. And it looks like that's how who's going to pick him up.
Right.
He'll probably just be floating in space.
Well, we saw
He'll
that.
Run into the windshield.
It was
or something.
Like a leak.
Yeah, they showed that.
They showed that leak. That exact thing.
Because as soon as he hits
a
windshield.
He's floating in space, hits a windshield, and that's when everybody was like, that's the Guardians. I bet the Guardians pick him up.
Rocket. No, because Rocket's like, windshields.
Oh, well, wipers.
Our wipers.
That's
wipers.
What it was. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I called that shit?
Yeah.
Wow, that's bad writing. If I called it, that is terrible writing.
Yeah, he hits the windshield. They bring him inside, and Mantis wakes him up.
Kind of
freaks out. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, that was easy. That was low hanging.
Probably the same comedic level as when he's hanging in the chain and he spins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that same comedic, like boom.
So you gotta think. You have all these stars.
Yes.
They're gonna need screen time.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to put them all on one screen at one time.
They got two movies to do it.
Not in this one.
They're going to put them in. They're going to be fighting three different fronts, I bet. Space, Wakanda, and
New York.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you they are. And we're not going to see them all come together until the last one. And
I don't even think you're going to see that. By then, if Hawkeye and Scarlet aren't dead. Like
if they're not dead, then there's some superpower.
Yeah.
That they're just hiding because
they've got
like,
Batman superpower.
They have to be
of preparation time.
So the theory too is like an ongoing one that the whole reason they're fighting in Wakanda is that one of the gems is there.
Oh no, yeah, hands down, there's a stone in Wakanda.
Which one would that be then? The Soul Gem?
Probably the last few of them. Because
they just hoarded them. The rest are in Wakanda.
Yep.
Yeah,
no, I would actually
the
hate
rest
that.
Are pretty
if
much
that.
Accounted for, right? And what was the soul gem? Wasn't that the ether?
What's the ether?
From Thor 2?
Was it the ether?
Let's Google this.
Yeah, let's...
We have the entirety of internet at our hands, and we're not going to...
Oh! Wow! While they're looking that up, holy cow! Oh, what you playing, gods? You never know when they're going to show up. That is, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where it is time to go round robin around this podcast table, and we talk about the games that we are playing. We'll talk more Avengers maybe after the segment, and definitely leading up to the movie. But first, Webb, what have you been playing? Keep in mind, if you say Destiny 2, you're a sellout.
Actually, I have not picked up that game in a while.
Is it just because you haven't been bothered to play it, or is it because you're protesting?
A little bit of both. I have thought about picking it up, and I was like, oh, kind of feel dirty playing it.
Did you say streamers are actually boycotting it?
I read somewhere that people were, yeah, where streamers were not
as they should.
And these aren't just like average streamers that just aren't playing the game.
This
these
is are PewDiePie. Actual, this is, oh no, I don't know.
No, they're actual, like, there's streamers that are known for playing Destiny, and they're just not playing it.
I wonder if King Gothalion is one of them.
I didn't see specific names, so it's possible. But Destiny's going to come back up later in the show.
Okay. What have you been
playing? Got some news on that.
Three Destinies in a row.
I think the last thing I played actually was Battlefield 1.
There you go. Not bad.
Yeah, it's actually not a bad game. I actually really like it. I like how they have the campaign, because it's not just like one story. You play like five different stories and five different parts of the world. It's kind of cool.
Just like Avengers.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a couple of different stories like all Avengers. Around.
Are you doing competitive or just campaign?
I've just played campaign so far.
And is the story good?
I think it's good. It's well written. It's interesting because it is like historical fiction, so it is kind of interesting. I think the situations they put you in are semi-realistic. Like, there are actual events that happen. Obviously, they're not being... It didn't happen the way it plays out. But, like, that's kind of neat how they do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Flying the planes is probably my favorite. That was a lot of fun.
Is that part of the story?
Yeah, it's part of the story, yeah.
Nice. Aaron, what you been playing?
What have I been playing? What have I been playing?
Fortnite?
No, I actually haven't picked up Fortnite in a fortnight.
Wow. How long is a fortnight?
I don't know.
Is that like?
It's got to be
2 weeks.
It's got to be a good
4 weeks.
I would just think it was one night.
No, it'd be at least four nights, because that would just sound.
A fortnight is a unit of time equal to 14 days.
Nope.
That's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Nailed it.
So then probably, yeah, that's actually pretty accurate. I haven't played Fortnite in a fortnight.
I want to get back on it. I've been seeing a lot of streams.
Actually, now that just brings up so many questions about the game, like. Why is it? I don't get it. I've been playing, of course, FIFA. I've been playing, of course, what's the other game? DC Universe Online, because they gave you a free Green Lantern expansion.
What?
Which is actually pretty dope. Actually pretty dope. I was playing with Piper from the Capeless Crusaders, who made a Green Lantern, but wears all purple.
But he's a
green. But he's a Green Lantern.
I don't think there was ever a rule that said the Green Lantern.
That's what
had
I told
to
him.
Wear green.
That's exactly what it's I true, told him. Yeah. I said I don't think there's a rule. I think they just kind of just hive minded.
Kind of common courtesy.
They color coordinate.
And just like the Green Arrow, he could wear whatever he wants, but it's kind of like his thing.
Yeah.
I kind of think Green Arrow should stick to green.
Well, I mean,
Green Lantern.
There's no
stick
law.
To green.
But like,
who's going to enforce that?
Just like there's
the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
No, I said Green Arrow.
No, I know.
Oh yeah.
The Arrow Corps.
Yeah.
The Arrow Corps.
The Arrow Corps.
Depends you got on Speedy.
Yeah. And then I've been Artemis. Playing, of course, more Warframe. The game Warframe. Is just freaking amazing. And then I've been looking up actually builds for different frames and stuff like that. The game is incredible. So a lot of actual MMOs.
Look at you.
Minus the FIFA.
I'm excited you're playing video games again. I'm pretty refreshed.
And
I'm worried about you for
gonna
a minute.
Be a lot more video games too with this random Steam codes. $5 gets you 10
oh,
games.
Oh yeah, he's doing that.
Wait, what is it?
$5 gets you 10 games. Random Steam games. They give you Steam codes for, you know.
Who does?
Steam.
Steam is doing
no,
this.
No, no,
no. G2A. GTA or G4A or
oh,
whatever.
G2A.
G2A.
They, the one who sponsor like everybody.
Yes.
Except us.
We should get them on, yeah. but yeah, they do a thing where they get you random codes for $5. Oh. I think it's 10 of them.
And but, of quality? Or
you they're random, bro. There's no, you can't quality random. Yeah. You can't be like, these aren't quality games. Well, you get what you paid for. You get $5.
I guess.
Who knows? Battlefield 1 might be.
You know what? I don't think you guys could even potentially imagine the game that I've gone back to.
If it's Halo 2,
nope.
Then I've imagined it already.
Hearthstone.
No. No. I really don't think you can guess. It is pretty much the most random game to pick up after leaving it for so long.
Is it that golf
Rayman
game
Legends.
You were playing?
Nope, nope.
Hmm.
Nope. That was a fun game, though, Aaron. That golf game, Stickman Golf.
Yeah, Stickman
so
Man
fun.
Golf.
Close. It was actually Fallout, Fallout Shelter.
Friend of mine, she picked that up for the first time like 3 weeks ago.
They improved the hell out of it.
Yeah, when she was showing me the stuff, I was like, none of that was in any of this.
Yeah, no, it actually gives me something to work for again. I started a new vault, like, from scratch, because I wanted to experience the game from beginning to end.
Uh-huh.
And there's missions now, like quests.
Oh, okay.
So you send out a squad of, like, three, and you raid other vaults. It actually cuts to another area.
Really?
And you go through room by room, clearing it out.
Oh, so it's a full-blown just game now. It's not just a little,
The combat is still upkeep. The combat is still auto. So
yeah,
you know, you send them into a room and you just kind of watch their vitals and give them health packs and stuff as they need it. But you can give them better weapons. They level up, get experience. It's a way to get legendary gear, more lunchboxes, all sorts of stuff like that. And also when you send your guy out, remember how you used to send him into the wilderness?
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll encounter a thing that pops up and you can click on it and go in there and experience something. So, like, my guy made it to the Red Rocket, and so he walked in there, and there was a group of raiders, a shitload of them, and he was by himself. And they asked me a trivia question about Fallout, basically, and if I answered it right, they just gave me money and let me go. If I answered wrong, I'd had to kill them all. So I answered correctly.
Why are raiders just giving out trivia for Fallout?
Because video games.
Who was the lead developer in Fallout 3?
Fourth wall broken.
It had to do with lore of the game, so it could be understandable why they would ask these questions.
So how much revenue did Fallout 2 make?
It was like, who was the leader of the Temple of Dan or something like that? I can't remember.
Was it Dan?
It was Dan.
I mean, that's...
that was an easy question.
No, I remember I think in Fallout 3, it was like the cult of, like, Steve or something like that. And everybody ran around saying Steve, because they were all clones of that one guy, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember stuff like that, yeah.
So I'm playing that game and having the time of my life.
Did they ever integrate that game with the actual 4?
I don't think they did.
Because I would have loved to have seen that. Like, the vault you create there, you can transfer over to and actually be a real vault in Fallout 4.
That'd be dope. I think it's a missed opportunity.
I think it was a huge missed opportunity.
I think it would take a lot of development.
Characters do cross over. Like,
there were characters. Yeah, yeah.
I have Tenpenny in my vault.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, he's still alive.
Yeah, Mr. Tenpenny made it, and he's like my strongest dude. So, yeah.
He said, I survived multiple games. Of course I'm your strongest character.
And because I'm such a nerd, I like to base all of the people in my vault off of my real-life friends.
I mean, it's what everybody does.
So,
not me. I don't rename any of them.
Really?
I just keep them.
That's horrible.
That's depressing. Yep, Aaron, David, and Bags are my main squad. You guys go out and take care of all the vaults and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like the gang's all here.
Yeah. no one can leave me. You're all my friends.
That's terrible.
Don't worry. One of my best friends in the world, David Ng, he's in the lab making stim packs.
That makes
100%
sense.
That
makes all the sense.
When you said David, I thought you meant him.
I boosted his intelligence all the way to the top. And then
it's real life.
Yeah. And then I throw him. I try and keep it kind of true to real life.
Yeah.
Webb, your stats are all super low, but the team just carries you.
It's standard.
Wow.
It's like real life.
Have you had
Aaron's charisma is all the way up, but everything else is down.
Wow.
Intelligence especially.
So you did make it.
I made it just like you. Yeah, no, 100% you charisma.
Nowhere near.
And then, of course, my stats are all peaked. And I just sit in the lounge impregnating everybody who comes through.
That's a horrible vault. That is literally probably the lore for one of the horrible vaults in the game.
I bet you it is.
Yeah.
It's fun. It is a good time, though.
That's
it's a good
the
time.
Worst.
And that was, of course, What You Playing? Oh, wow. We did it in outro version.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This song.
What You Playing?
Oh, thank you, podcast gods. That was fun.
He's really bad at segues.
Yeah, he
both
is.
The
yeah,
machine
he is.
And the actual segue.
I'll have you know I've mastered the segue machine.
To wrap around back to the gems, there's two gems that still haven't been discovered in the MCU, and that's the soul and time.
I thought time was in Doctor Strange.
Nope.
I bet you it's in his little collar thing. Come on. It has to be.
Isn't that the
Eye of Agamotto?
Yeah, that's what he used to trap him in the time loop.
Well, maybe this thing is old, but
Dormammu,
this says...
I've come to make a deal.
This thing says the mind gem, of course, is a scepter.
Yeah.
The power gem, of course, is the orb. The reality gem is the aether. And the space gem is the Tesseract.
Hmm. Yeah, the ether. They literally said it. Yeah.
But Gondo came up with a sweet revelation saying maybe the soul gem will be revealed in the Black Panther as he communicates with the Panther God.
Mm. Oh, and that's the soul. That's how he does it.
That's how he does it with the soul gem. Time Stone is the Eye of Agamotto, according to this updated one.
And according to Chad, I butchered that line. It's
I've come to bargain.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain. Such a good movie.
Somebody put Soul Gem as Thor's hammer? Stop it.
No, stop it.
Well, yeah, because that got destroyed hella quick. Oh, sorry. Spoilers.
Wow, thank you, because I didn't see a trailer. That's what that is. Wait, does... Oh. Holy crap.
Web's telling the news.
Hold on, before you get to that, yeah. I thought
somebody, still, this is in the news. Marvel's
no,
in the news.
But somebody, okay, the way they put it, they said it's spelling out Thanos, S for scepter.
Oh, I've
an orb, but
bro, I've seen Eye that. I saw that hella days.
The Eye of Agamotto doesn't. What is it, necklace?
Yeah,
that's terrible. That's the worst. You might as well give up now.
Right. No one knows what you're talking about. Let's get to the news.
All right, so we've been covering this story since it started, so I thought we'd keep going. Destiny 2 and Bungie. This whole issue that's been happening, it originated with the revelation that your XP isn't really actually what you're getting, which led to a whole thing. Today, the developers were supposed to do a video.
Where are they now?
Showcasing what you get in the new expansion, Curse of Osiris. They made the, in my opinion, very wise decision to not make a video of what you get if you spend more money with them, but instead how they're going to make the game that you already have even better.
Did you watch this video?
No. They didn't make a video. They did a blog post.
Oh, so they just wrote some things.
Which, that does kind of seem...
Hmm, yeah.
You think being in a video legitimizes it?
No, I think we're a visual, it's for a visual medium, you should be having some type of
visual people.
Yeah, exactly.
If I wanted a
tell that to everybody who writes patch notes. What the hell are patch notes?
No, but it's a difference between patch notes of things that are...
A list of things that are an update
that just came out versus
what's coming. We screwed up, this is how we're fixing it. Yeah. So, They did a whole blog post that outlines their entire like plan for the rest of the year leading into 2018, starting with the December 5th update. So they're going to do an update, and this is going to fix a lot of the things that I kind of had an issue with. So players are going to be able to buy legendary Ingrams from Master Ra'ul for shards. One of the biggest issues is... shards, the only way that you could spend them is with Xur, and Xur doesn't have anything past a certain power level. So you just collect, like, I have, like, well over 100 shards are just chilling there. And, like, you remember from Destiny 1, it only takes, like, 30 shards to get something. So I can't buy anything, so I just have them collecting. So you can now use them to buy other things, and one of those things is Legendary Ingrams, which is, of course, something that drops very rarely and is very frustrating to try and collect. This in turn is going to update the mod economy. So it's kind of like a, what's that thing when the government gave us money to
taxes?
Boost the economy? No, gave us money to boost the economy.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's a stimulus package?
Stimulus package. They're trying to boost the economy to get things going again.
I remember that shit. How'd you make that callback?
Somebody's giving you money for a mess up?
Yeah. Okay. They messed up. They're giving us money to boost the economy. Right. Gunsmith is going to start selling legendary mods.
This was all in the blog post, correct?
Yeah.
So they never showed anything,
I'm paraphrasing.
Right?
What do you mean they never showed anything?
So
if it's in the blog, it's law.
You're so skeptical.
Why does it have to be in a video?
Because the two stories we did ago, there was a full list I had of things that they said they were going to do that they did not do.
Now it's in writing.
It was in writing before. It needs to be a video showing me what you put in the game.
They'll break.
How hard is that?
They'll break the video promises just as quickly as they would a written
show
one.
Me that stuff. That okay. Mean, that doesn't. So that
if
to
anything
me,
in writing is it, more no, than in video.
You guys are. How are you missing the point of they've done that before and failed? Why do you guys. Why? How would you. So if I slap you and then say, I'm not going to do it again, and then slap you again and then say, I'm not going to do it again.
And you write it down?
Wow, and this sounds a lot like my childhood.
How would you believe me for the third time?
Fool me once, shame on you.
So then, okay, then when it happens, it's going to be shame on you guys again?
December 12th all right, patch is going yeah, to not only it's include cool. the Curse
the
of
best
Osiris
for you guys.
Update.
I really do.
Wow.
I want the best for you guys.
December 12th is not going to only include the Curse of Osiris update expansion, but you're also going to be able to get patches that fix a number of other items, including three of coins.
Okay.
It's an item that increases your chance of earning exotics for 4 hours. Xur is going to be selling those, as well as a faded Ingram, which guaranteed to turn into an exotic item that you don't already have, which is pretty cool that they're doing that, because that's, you know, that's an issue. I can't tell you how many times I've opened an Ingram only to have the same exact one already.
So this is the baby take me back phase, and yeah, now that's how every abusive relationship works. The way Aaron painted this picture of abuse is actually pretty accurate. It always works to that way, where something bad happens, a negative thing, and then you know everyone gets in an uproar and says, "All right, I'm leaving you. Here's the divorce papers." And then you know he shows up 2 weeks later on a motorcycle saying that he's changed and takes you out to Applebee's to make it all up to you.
Beat you in the back of the parking lot and
and then things are good for a couple months again yeah. And then he's at the same strip club.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? But here's the thing. Cuz it's what they're going to do, they're going to come out with these updates slowly and you know in small increments and everything like that, just to keep the bait on there just a little bit, enough for people to come back. But I mean, like, nobody looks at the, that's why I can't wait to 2018 games start rolling out, your Red Dead Redemptions, your Monster World Hunter, or Monster Hunter World, like games that have shown, you know, not Red Dead, but games that have shown what they're going to be about. And actually, tell you the honest truth, Monster World Hunter, they're coming out with the beta, you know, so you'll be able to play that, you know.
And then Destiny 2 is not going to show up to your band's big show.
And that's cool.
Destiny that's cool. 2,
maybe,
speaking of.
Maybe Destiny 2 will go into rehab, get its life together, and then come back maybe a year later with a better game for cheaper.
It's stupid cheap right now. You can get it for $25.
Last of Us.
On Amazon for all platforms.
Really?
Wait, maybe not PC.
Is it? And that's a permanent?
Or is I don't that know if it's a, permanent. It might just deal? Be a sale. But even still, for a game that came out like a couple months ago.
All right, I grow weary of this Destiny talk.
People grow weary of the Destiny game.
Keeping in the same vein of the...
So Destiny is actually...
Bungie debacle and EA. There is this 19-year-old kid who spent over $10,000 on microtransactions.
If he were in this studio
do
right
you guys,
now...
Do you guys hear about this?
Wait a minute. In one game or across
no,
multiple
just
titles?
Across multiple titles, but over $10,000.
Wait. No 19-year-old spent $10,000. His parents may have spent $10,000.
Well, was his name Bezer?
No. It started since he was 13, and he started doing microtransactions. The game he started with was Clash of Clans.
Who kept track of this?
He did. He has receipts and bank statements going all the way back for 6 years to show all the amount that he's paid.
And
it's been
what does he
up.
Have to show for himself?
He said, I got the top ranked clan on Clash of Clans, bro.
I doubt it.
Total spent is $13,500.
He has lost his damn mind, Charlie.
The games that he spent was Counter-Strike, CSGO.
So wait, a game that you do not have to spend any money on, right?
Boom.
Okay.
But he's got the dopest like stickers and knives, I'm sure.
So stupid.
Wait for this next one. This next one, you're going to lose your damn mind. Smite.
Hey, that's fair.
I'll give him a slide. That's reasonable. I'll give him a slide on that one.
That's the smartest money you can spend.
That's the one you can spend it on.
I bet he has that Energy Chrono skin.
He probably does.
Yeah, the Hobbit.
He said, I got two
Kingdoms of Middle Earth.
The Hobbit?
Kingdoms of Middle Earth.
What the hell did you even spend on the
potatoes,
Hobbit?
Potatoes? Boil them? Mash them? Stick them in a stew?
That's horrible.
This is a mobile game.
Oh, it's a mobile game. Okay.
It's a mobile game.
Okay.
Where you build like a kingdom and you like fight.
Yeah, of course
it's
you
one
do.
Of those
it's Clash
dumb
of Clans.
Things. Yeah.
It's Clash
it's basically of Clans. Clash of Clans, but yeah. He kind of got noticed because he wrote an open letter to publishers like EA.
Called Letter from a Sucker.
To Well,
dear EA, where do you get off?
He is claiming that these companies need to realize the effect that they're having on people like him at such a young age and growing up, because now he considers it a gambling addiction.
Oh, so he sees the light now.
Well,
no. He's trying to turn it around.
Stop it. It is not a gambling addiction.
How is it not a gambling? Well, okay.
Because
how do you, what's gambling?
You get nothing back in return for those funds.
And where's parenting at this point? Because if you're 13,
yeah, exactly.
Your parents need to keep an eye on that shit.
What was it, in England?
In the story, you really think it's Bezer?
It's Bezer. I swear it is.
In the story, it talked about how it got to a point to where his grandparents were concerned, his parents were concerned, his mom tried to turn off the internet so he couldn't spend money on these games, but he was playing them on his phone, so he had data, so he just kept using his data.
Dumb parents equals dumb kid equals dumb thing that just happened.
My kid probably won't know about video games until they're 30.
If you want to break down the story in a nutshell, that's what it is. Dumb parents, dumb kids, dumb situation.
Do you okay, Aaron, I know your take on it. Corey, do you think that this is a form of gambling?
I don't think it's a form of gambling. I think it is like
addiction.
It's an
addiction. I can see how it could be considered gambling, just because the whole point of it is you're spending money to get something of value in return. You may or may not get something of value.
Okay, I could actually see your way in throwing it back to Fallout Shelter. Like if you're just hooked on buying lunchboxes for the thrill of finding out what's next, that is a gamble.
Exactly.
Because you could be getting what you want or you could not be. But in a thing where you're buying specific characters or skins, that's just buying shit. But like in the mystery of it, if that's what gets you off and you're like, oh, I have to see what's in this booster pack on Hearthstone.
Or Overwatch. You spend hundreds of dollars on Overwatch to get these loot crates, gambling that you're going
to
get a legendary.
I'm going to write an open letter to Overwatch. Dear Overwatch, I've spent probably about $70 on skins. And I have an addiction.
Yeah, what
do you
did,
have to show for it?
What he did wasn't gambling. His was an addiction to buying online stuff for his game, definitely. And I agree with that, the unboxing thing, because, you don't know what you're kind of getting. You're getting something of value, so you're taking the gamble.
But then when you – so I could see how that could apply to some of the games. CSGO, I think it's kind of like that. Or
CSGO is boxed? I thought you buy stuff straight out.
Can you buy stuff straight out?
There's a huge economy. You can buy things from other people. You can do a random. It's there's a lot of
his thing was that once he worked his way up, like, you know, once he spent, you know, $5, then it was easy to say, okay, well, $5 more and it's $10. That's not bad. And then it was like, well, you know, he spent $100 on something. Then it's kind of like, okay, well, I've already spent $100 on this. He worked a part-time job at Panera, making $300 to $400.
America.
Yeah. Making $300 to $400, and 90% of that paycheck went to these games.
Bad parenting.
He got a second
job.
Being
an idiot. What an idiot!
It doesn't
make
any sense to me.
If you're listening to the show, please, like, this is what we preach against. Be smart. Like, don't be a sucker. Coming from a guy who owns Destiny 2 at the table, I mean, he's kind of a sucker, I guess.
Okay, hang on. When I bought that, none of this was an issue, and you were on board to buy it too.
Well, you had me maybe playing a little bit of, you know, devil's advocate. And then you had Aaron on the other side of the table telling you flat out not to buy this game.
Aaron says don't buy 90% of games.
That's true. Incorrect. Incorrect.
99%.
99%. We apologize.
Incorrect. I say I can tell the good ones from the bad ones.
Except for Mass Effect.
No, I knew it was bad going in.
You bought it day one and
you heard? No, I didn't buy it day one.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Day two or three.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, don't day one me on that one.
Okay, still,
but
day two. Sorry.
I bought it knowing the errors in it. I still wanted to go and see if any of the good game that was left from the last ones were still there.
You touted that game as game of the year.
Before, yeah, and there's audio logs of this, people. I know the mistakes I've made.
Audio logs?
Yes.
We can go back to
the audio logs.
I know what
yes.
I was going to say. This is like something people are going to collect when
yeah.
they walk through my
one
house.
Day.
An audio log of Aaron.
They'll hear the old holo tapes.
Podcast episode 100.
Yeah.
The RPG of this.
I don't think that. Yeah, the VGB, the RPG.
It's like, damn, this is useless.
That writes itself. VGB the RPG.
Copyrighted Video Game Bank 2017.
Copyright. I'm going to mail that one to myself.
Mail it.
Yeah, no, I knew going into it, it was bad after the fact that I hyped it up on previous history and trailer. That's what I hyped it up on.
Moving on to the next story. Battle Royale games are all the rage right now.
I saw the new one that's coming out.
You could play a major one on your phone?
I wouldn't.
No.
Play PUBG on your phone.
No.
PUBG is heading to mobile. Mobile version of PUBG is in development with Tencent Games. Mega Publisher is working with Bluehole to port the Windows PC hit to smartphones. They promise a similar experience to what you get on PC.
There's your similar. Hot button word.
There's
right
guns
there.
In both of them.
Apparently, there are other Battle Royale games on the mobile, which I've never seen or played. I tend to not play shooting games on
mobile.
What's
the statistic? Every day, like a million apps get published.
Exactly.
So, of course, if there's something that you can imagine, it probably exists in the App Store.
There is a catch to this. It's only in China. So they're the one they're getting it first. There is no, you know, set release date, or even if it is going to come out here, but with, you know, it being such a success, it's not possible.
I just don't see that game translating to mobile.
I don't think it's going to be
like,
successful.
Just like when MOBAs really exploded, everyone wanted to put a MOBA on the mobile, and you see
there's some. There's an eSport one, right?
There's a few eSport ones.
Oh, you mean Vainglory?
Yeah, Vainglory. Yeah, you were touting that one out.
The one I was talking about like years ago, and you guys were like, no, that's not going to work. Now right. Corey's job does it.
Well, I was going to say, Vainglory's entertaining to watch, but...
So now you work for them.
No, I respect watching Vainglory. I tried to play it, and it's just... I think it alienates such a large majority of gamers who exist now. Maybe the kids who are all growing up, like every kid, every toddler has an iPad.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking ridiculous. And Mike, are your kids going to have iPads?
No, they're going to have holodecks.
Yeah, exactly.
See, but still, like, I don't think I'd be that parent who gives my toddler an iPad.
No, actually,
you will.
My kids will have iPads because it's cheaper than a holodeck. It's like the kids' version of a holodeck.
You
will. Give me the iPad.
You think so?
Yeah, I think every parent, going into the future, yeah, parents will. Well, it's the replacement. It's just like when the kids that were before all the handheld stuff came out and TVs were, you know, the thing that you had to go to. It's like video games now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the thing that keeps your kid distracted while they're yelling at you and, you know, screaming for crap. Mine will be a belt because I'm not having that crap in my house.
Wow.
But that's just my house.
That guy. Welcome to my house. All right. So, Corey, I threw this one in for you because you like Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Magic the Gathering cosplayer quits over harassment, forcing Wizards of the Coast to speak up.
Ooh.
Wait, kept track about this at all?
No, I haven't. What's up?
So, there's this cosplayer, Christine Sprinkle.
Okay.
Checks out. It's a podcast. I mean, that's definitely a cosplayer name.
She
what is it?
Christine Sprinkle. Like you sprained your ankle. Your sprinkle.
Oh, it's not sprinkle.
It's a sprain. No, not sprinkle. Okay. Sprinkle. Quickly to sum it up, she has quit cosplaying in the Magic community. Apparently, she was big Magic the Gathering cosplayer. Wizards had even contracted her to be some of their events.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures. She is a really good cosplayer.
She has thrown it. She's hung it up. She's done. She's went took all of her accounts private, all because of this one YouTuber who has made these videos basically dissing her, talking crap about her. Some of her, just two of the videos.
Who was the YouTuber? Who's the guy?
His name is Jeremy Hambly.
What?
Jeremy Hambling, host of The Quartering and Unsleeved Media. Apparently, he has a pretty large following.
Oh,
One of his channels has 153,000
subs,
and the other one has 24,000. So wait. Have these followers going after her in addition to him going after
her. But why?
Why did he target her?
Why did he target, yes?
It doesn't actually say, and of course, there's a he said, she said going on.
There's
she's
videos.
Saying,
what do you mean he said, she said?
He said, well, the videos are taken down.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that he's being painted in the wrong kind of light, But when you look at the two videos, one video is titled Playset of Beta White Knights Protecting Sprinkle from Literal Email Assault. And the other one is Playset of Beta White Knights Prevent Rape of Magic the Gathering Cosplayer Sprinkle.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, Twitter, Wizards tweeted out, they didn't specifically mention that, but they did tweet out, "We're saddened by what's happening in the Magic community this weekend. Cyberbullying and harassment are unacceptable, and we support those who come forward with their experiences. No one should be made to feel unsafe or unwelcome. We are working to be a part of the solution."
I don't know. I'm looking at the picture of the guy. I'm disappointed in him because he has a beard.
I knew you were going to say that.
He's let down bearded men across the country, giving us even more of a bad name than we already have. And as Diagondo in chat points out, he doesn't sleeve his cards, and therefore no one should be following him. That's an astute observation, one that could only be made.
I didn't get that until... I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, because one of his channels is unsleeved something.
Yeah. An idiot.
Wow.
I could never listen to a man who doesn't sleeve his magic cards.
Even I sleeve my magic cards.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That was our podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. If you did live on Twitch, you guys are Pog Champs. If you listen to it on the podcast, you guys are Pod Champs.
Good Lord. And we've lost all
did
our
Did you
viewers.
See that what I did? I really, that came like right from the dome.
Yeah,
that was improv.
Yeah, that was apparent.
Improv. Yes, and we would like you to give us a 5-star rating.
There's that segue again.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Just if you're as bad as his fall from the segue.
If you're listening to this and there's a rating system, I don't know if you see some stars. Look at your phone right now. I'll wait. Okay. Now, look at the interface. Do you see anywhere it says ratings or have, like, stars somewhere? If you can give us the 5-star rating, that would be dope. That would be just straight-up dope drugs. So please do that for us. Give us the 5-star rating, and if it has a part that says, like, why you like it, write a description in there. Put some emojis. I don't care. Just say something nice. We could really use it. That'll help more people find the podcast. That'll bring more people to the Twitch channel. That'll make more community for you guys. And that's what it's all about. Community. Community. Also, our other sponsors, NRG Esports. Check them out on their Twitter, at NRGGG. We're doing a lot of giveaways in the month of December. And a lot of hype around Overwatch League. The San Francisco Shock has their very first preseason match against the Bastards of LA Valiant. That's going to take place on December 6th, my friends. December 6th. Watch it on Twitch, on the Overwatch official Twitch. And we're going to take them out. It'll be hype. It'll be fun. Anything else to plug? December 10th.
Yeah.
December 10th, if you're in Northern California area, SAC Gamers Expo. You can catch us along with Ivy Doomkitty, who will be making the flight out to Sacramento, hanging out with us all week long. She will also be at our VGB Christmas party, and you're not going to want to miss that. That's going to be streamed live on Twitch. There's going to be a lot of booze. It's going to be at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Don't miss that. All right. That's it. That's the show. I'm done yelling at you. I love you, though. Take me back. For Aaron and Webb, my name is Corey.